urban comes from the Latin term meaning city. For generations, it was a popular substitute for suave and sophisticated. But ask a few modern-day city dwellers what urban evokes for them, and this is what you'll get.
Like a 55-gallon oil drum on fire next to a chain-link fence.
Black people must reside there.
Where you normally see guys, like, drinking whiskey.
To me, the word urban is just a way of saying ghetto.
Like most terms, urban has countless connotations. The difference here is that many of its meanings are reflections of racial stereotypes. Take the phrase urban style. In a white neighborhood, that could be
coiffed hair and suit on or whatever, nice briefcase.
But in a black neighborhood, it's much more likely to be perceived as
kids dressed in quote-unquote hip-hop clothes.
It's Sunday morning at Urban Bean, an artisan coffee house in uptown Minneapolis. It's not far from Urban Outfitters, Urban Eatery, and Urb Animal, a place that supports holistic lifestyles for cats and dogs. Owner Greg Martin put the urban in Urban Bean. He wanted a name that would highlight the cafe's metropolitan mindset.
I like the energy and the vitality you see in an urban setting. It just feels like there are things happening.
Too much on my mind.
4 miles away, in North Minneapolis, Lissa Jones has a completely different take on the term.
We've got a hot show tonight because we're about to get down with everything Pan-African.
Jones is the host of the Urban Agenda radio show on KMOJ, an African-American-focused station that broadcasts from the city's north side.
The whole idea of urban that used to be trendy and hip and condos and swank restaurants and all those things, as soon as urban centers became largely black, brown, and poor whites, the definition of urban changed and became synonymous with poor neighborhoods, whatever people's conceptions or, quite frankly, often misconceptions are about the people who live there.
Jones notes that an Asian neighborhood can be known as, say, Chinatown. An African-American one, on the other hand, is just urban.
The difficulty is that we don't get to label ourselves because the world is busy doing it for us.
Twin Cities musician Ibrahim Adunyi says urban is now code for African-American. And he thinks that's because many white people are uncomfortable saying the word black.
Urban, I think it's a word that is used from a lot of people that live outside of an urban area. They want to be politically correct and they try to come up with a different term that sounds more, I don't know what you want to say, more presentable. There's no reason why. If it's predominantly African American, let's say African American neighborhood, you know what I'm saying?
It's early evening at Urban Touch Barbershop in South Minneapolis. Tonight, the clientele is entirely African-American, and the most popular do is the frohawk, an Afro-Mohawk. Owner Billy Hill makes it abundantly clear that the urban in Urban Touch is not a reference to some
ghetto fabulous type of situation. My urban is more or less like an upbeat, upscale type of urban.
Deidre Clark's been bringing her sons here since their very first haircuts at age 2. They're now 9 and 14. She's quick to jump in on a discussion about the word urban.
I grew up in South Minneapolis, so for me, urban was just my daily interaction. It was just a feeling of belonging when something was urban and it could pertain to me.
Like Clark, manager Darren Britt equates urban with authentic.
It's a way of thinking, it's a way of walking, it's a way of dressing. Laid back, open, you're free to say what you want to say, free to do what you want to do. Urban is a way of living, no matter what color you are.
For Brit, urban's not a term to be defined. It's something to be lived. Nikki Tundell, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.